Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are learning the Sefer Pachad Yitzchak on Yom Kippur. We're not learning it on Yom Kippur. We're learning what the Pachad Yitzchak writes about Yom Kippur. We are in the middle of Maimer Lamed Aleph. And we will continue from where we left off. Those who didn't hear the first shiur, I encourage you to do so. Because in order to understand this, it's really kedai to listen to that. We asked in the previous shiur, how come in all three places where the Rambam brings the halacha that one must forgive his friend, only in one place in Hilchos Teshuvah does the Rambam say that it has to be b'lev shalem and b'nefesh chafetza? In Hilchos Deos and Hilchos Chov L'Mazik, the Rambam doesn't say it has to be b'lev shalem and b'nefesh chafetza, but in Hilchos Teshuvah the Rambam says it has to be b'lev shalem and b'nefesh chafetza, and we want to understand why. So we have to copy the holy lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah in his Shari Tshuva, Shari Shon, Ostes. There are many madregas in Tshuva, and according to the madregas, a person gets close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the famous mashal that if you have a garment, the more you wash it, the cleaner it'll get. So too sins. There are different levels of tara from sin. So it's clear that if a person keeps the first three ikrim that are ma'akev, he has charat ala avar, kabbalah ala haba, and he does vidui, so bevadei uvadei he's going to get slicha. And that's why Rabbeinu Yonah says, l'chol tshuva timsa slicha. But even after the slicha, the beged still needs to be washed, the soul isn't yet completely pure. And on that we have the eser mikarei tshuva to be mashlim the kibbutz. So to complete this washing. So we learn from Rabbeinu Yonah that slichas avonos is not yet purity from the avonos. So we also have to connect what the Rambam says in Hilchos Chov L'Mazik. In the fifth parak of Hilchos Chov L'Mazik, Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, V'asur l'nechba lios achzari v'lo yimchol, ein zu derech zari Yisrael. Alakevin shebikishmeinu achol, v'nischanin lo pam rishayna v'shniya, v'yada shushav michet, v'nicham ha'ra'asai, yimchol loy. So, since the Chovel was mivakesh from the Nechbal, and he asked him once or twice, and he knows that he did tshuva, and he regretted his evil, he should be mochel him. So the Rambam is very clear that it's the chovel, the Nechbal, the victim, is only chayev to be mochel if the chovel did tshuva gemura. We see from this that the chovas hamechila of the nechbal is bedugmas the derech of Hashem in slichas avonos. And since we don't find in the derech Hashem slicha b'li tshuva, so to a person is not chayv to be mochel his friend unless he knows that his friend actually did tshuva. And if we're going to finish this, we're going to completely go to the extreme with this idea, then we should say that since we find in the Derech of Hashem that even though L'chol Tshuva Timsa Slicha, that once he does Charat HaKabal and Vidui, he's Zochet Slicha, nevertheless, there is not yet Tara, and the Beged still needs Kibbutz. So then we should say, in the same vein, that B'nen L'chavero, that the Tshuva of somebody who's Chotei Negdo is Mechayev Slicha. But there's still going to be a place in the heart of the Nechbal that he's not completely mochelim. He's not completely clean. That's Dugma Shel Maila. That after the Slicha is given, there's still more work to be done. And that's why the Halacha comes and says, to disabuse us from that notion, Givaldik. The halacha says that you have to forgive Belev Shalem Uve Nefesh Chafetza. It has to do with a complete heart and a desirous soul, that the slicha of the nechbal, of the victim, should be the Gemara Inyan. This is Gandik, it's finished. After the slicha, the nechbal has no tainas on the choivel. But this requires understanding. Sof, the whole ikar choivas hespaisus is a general choivas hachesed. And if a person isn't mispayes, then it's achzarius. And we learn from the tefillah of Avram Avinu, as it says in the Mishnah at the end of Hachovel. And since the midas of chesed of Avram Avinu comes from Derech Hashem, that a person is bedugma shel maili, goes in the same path Hashem goes, mahu afata. To the extent that the victim doesn't have to be appeased, if the aggressor hasn't done tshuva. So we're mamet ourselves, bedug mashal maila. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't, you can't do slicha, you can't get slicha unless you do tshuva. So we say, but I'm lachaver also, unless your friend really did tshuva, you don't have to give him slicha. If so, this chesed of slicha, that he's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he does slicha after tshuva, should go even further. That the person isn't yet tar. Person still has more work to do. Like you say, I'm mochel you, but there's still something left in my heart. I'm still not completely so hamish with you. It's still yeshli mashu balev. So you have to purify yourself more. I want to see more tshuva. I want to see you just rolling around in the dust. I want you to be my slave for a week. I don't know, do something. Not you, Hashem. Something to show that you're really, really 100% contrite. But we don't say that. We say that Ben Adam Chavero, you're right in the first place. You only have to be Solechim if he does tshuva, just like we find by Hashem. But once you're Solechim, it has to be 100%. And we want to understand why. So the answer is based on the sugya in Bava Metzia that we learned in the previous shir. In the previous shir, we learned that there is a chovas chesed haklalis from Mahav Lorecha Kamocha, and then we learned there's a specific mitzvah derabanan of Bikur Cholim, of Kfuras Hames, that's even more encompassing, that's even more far-reaching. And we prove that from the sugya in Bava Metzia. So we can say here as well that by tshuva, there is the general chova of being mochel your friend that we learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then there's an even more encompassing rule that requires us kibiyachal to go even further than Hashem. That with Hashem, even after a person gets slich and mechila, he still has to purify himself. But ben adam lachavero, once his friend forgives him, it has to be complete forgiveness. There is a special mechayev for that, just like there's a special mechayev by Bikur Cholim and Kfuras Hames, that you have to go the extra mile, even if you're going to take part of the machala or chasham, or it's a zaken benu lefi chavodo. There's a special machayev. So too by tshuva, there is a special machayev to be completely mochel the person. What taka is this special machayev? And the answer is what the Rambam brings about the givonim, that the goyim arele are ovdei kochav arele leiv. Evrasim Shamra Netzach, their anger is eternal. If we would be angry at a person and not let go, in other words, we'd be a little bit mispayes, but there's still going to be some left over, then that would blur the distinction between us and the Gentiles. because the Ovdei Kochav, the idolaters, are not going to be forgiving, Rambam says. And if a Jew acts the same way, then that blurs the distinction between us and them. So there's a special mechayev to be completely appeased, to be mafsik the kas legamre. And what's that? What is that special mechayev? That special mechayev is because that's what the Ovdei Kochavim do. The Ovdei Kochavim hold on to it; they don't let go. So when we let go, we have to let go completely. Omer Rav, v'zeh sidur hamshech l'shono shel Rambam b'halacha zu. And that's pshat in the Rambam. First, the Rambam paskins that this mechila has to be b'leiv shalom and nefesh chafetza, with a complete heart and with a desirous soul. And he only mentions it in Hilchos Tshuva. And he doesn't mention it in Deos and Chovel and Mazik, because the ikar chiddush of this din is that even though b'toras is the chait of ben adam l'makom, there is a difference between slicha and libun habeged, between forgiveness and actually purifying the garment completely, like Rabbeinu Yonah. Nevertheless, in the dinim of ben adam l'chavero, this difference isn't okay at all. The slicha is the libun; it's zel b'zach. And in b'toras chait she ben adam l'chavero, the slicha is the gemar kol cheshbonos. And therefore, this halacha belongs in hilchas tshuva, because here we're talking about the nature of tshuva. And therefore the Rambam put it in Hilchos Tshuva to tell us there's a special Tshuva Digadin here. How far does Tshuva go? So the Rambam emphasized Dafka Hilchos Tshuva, that I want to tell you a Chiddush, that you would think Tshuva goes so far that the person has to do, even after the Slicha, there's a lot of Libun involved yet, a lot of whitening of the garment, still a lot more to be done to make peace. So the Rambam tells the Chiddush, no, that in Ben Adam L'Chavero, that's not the way it works. With Hashem, that might be the way, that is the way it works. But in Ben Adam L'Chavero, that's not the way it works. Once a person forgives, he's forgiving completely. But we're still left in the dark. Where does the Rambam know that there's a special chiyuv of tshuva, that a person has to forgive his friend completely, and not to hold on to anything? What's the mechayev? Not the chova haklalis, because that's not the way God does it. God does leave a little bit over. There is more work to do when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So where do we get this from? Just like we have a special mechayev by Bikur Cholim and Kvuras HaMeis, like we learned in the previous year. And the answer is from Evrasim Shamra Netzach, in order to make sure that we don't blur the distinctions between us and the Gentiles, the Ovdei Kochavim, the idolaters. And to conclude, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Tavreis Zion that the sins that one did vidui for the previous Yom Kippur, even if he didn't repeat the sins, nevertheless, he can be misvade again. He should confess again. The Mishnah Berurah writes in the name of the Prima Godim that Ben Adam L'Chaver also gone of a gozal, even though he's mochel, and he was meshiv the gzela. Nevertheless, he can be misvade again on Yom Kippur because he sinned, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ben Adam L'Makom. So you can look there in the Mishnah Berurah for more information. But we understand his words much better based on what we said. Mitzat Torah Ben Adam L'Chaveru. There's no reason to be mitzvah again, because it's finished. There's complete slich and mechila. But mitzad, ben adam lamakom, there we said, there's always room for more libun. The Mishnah Berurah says, is it tzad ben adam lamakom? To be mitzvah again? Even though we have, Baruch Hashem, a long article, or I don't know if it's long, it's all relative, but we spoke about this idea of doing vidui again. It might be a special din in Yom Kippur, and lav dafka mi hilchas regular hilchas tshuva dafka dinim in Yom Kippur that one has to do vidui again. I'll go upon, and putting that aside, we have our yisod, and our yisod is that when it comes to menon lamakom, there's always room for more whiteness, have to do all the 20 Ikarim of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Amar Chaveru, forgiveness is forgiveness. It has to be complete. It has to be Belev Shalem uvenefesh Chafetza. We should all be Zochet, Yitzha Hashem, v'lomodu v'lamed, v'shmor v'lasos, it's called Divrei Salma Tarasu v'yahavo, amen v'amen, shalom shalom, sweetest friends.